When do we want a new contract?
Now!
No. Yesterday! When do we want a new contract?
Yesterday!
When do we want a new contract?
Phil Remore led chants outside Waterfront Elementary School Wednesday evening before going inside to address the Buffalo School Board.
I'm here right now to tell you your teachers are angry. Just a heck of a way to start the school year off. There's still time.
He means time to restart negotiations between the teachers' union he leads and Buffalo Public Schools. The teachers' contract expired at the end of June, but attempts to start negotiations collapsed back in April, when Remore walked out.
They've just given us the back of the hand each time. They haven't even started. And then when they tell us they're going to negotiate with us, they're not going to agree to ground rules. How do you negotiate without ground rules? That's like playing baseball without rules.
The ground rules is nothing but a tactic. It's nothing but a distraction and noise, to be honest. The law does not require you to negotiate ground rules. And we've opted not to do that at this point in time because, quite simply, the BTF has not followed the ground rules in the past.
Nathaniel Kuzma is general counsel for Buffalo Public Schools. He says the district has set 5 negotiation dates with BTF starting on September 25th. But some teachers are getting restless.
We're out here because the school board is not willing to negotiate with us. And we really don't want to be 12 years again waiting on a contract.
Rivette Townsend is a second grade teacher at DeUval Porter Campus School.
And so we're hoping that by being out here, they'll understand that we're serious and that we want a raise just like they all received their raises.
Townsend's talking about the raises the board approved in an 8-1 majority vote for some of the district's highest level administrative staff in August. But teachers aren't just concerned about their pay. Kathleen Kinney is a first grade teacher at the Native American Magnet School.
We'd like to see smaller class sizes. We would like to see more support for our ENL students, for our students that have emotional or physical difficulties. And we'd really like to see more art, music, PE, because those are really essential things that aren't happening as much as they should be.
There was also a lot of talk about the need for more school counselors, both at the protest and in the meeting. Amy Baroyak works at Waterfront, where the meeting was held.
Could you tell me what your sign says?
It says that my school counseling caseload is 858-1.
Tell me what that means exactly.
That means in a pre-K to 8 building of 858 students as of today, I am the only school counselor.
Baroyak says she wants the district to adhere to the American School Counselor Association's recommendation of a 250-1 ratio. Whether all of the teachers' concerns can be satisfied through the coming negotiations remains to be seen. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.